All right, Gracie, give me a fat beat. You're supposed to say okay. Oh. Gracie, give me a fat beat.
Okay.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Why Are We Talking About This? The show where we talk about historical people, places, and things, and break them down to why they're important to you now. This week, we're talking about the revolution inside of the comic book industry. Okay. So, you know, Gracie, you know what I was thinking after the last time?
What were you thinking, Bryce?
I thought we sounded like a whole bunch of nerds talking about Pokemon this and Pokemon that, right? So I thought for this one, we should talk about something cool, you know, something cool like leather jackets and motorcycles, or in this case, comic books.
Right, because those are totally not nerd things. That's cool.
Those are all cool things, great. All three of those things were cool.
I don't think motorcycles are cool.
I mean, all them were cool, and flames are cool, and, you know,
Bryce, flames are
rock
the opposite
and
of
roll.
Cool.
Jeans with holes in them. That's what we're going for today.
But flames aren't cool, Bryce.
Flames are cool.
No, they're hot, Bryce.
They are pretty hot. What'd you say, Tao?
What?
Did you say something?
Well, no, I said hot. They're hot.
Yeah, okay, so you both made the same joke at the same time?
Yeah.
Very good. It's almost like you were born at the same time.
Wow. Except we weren't.
Okay, so I would talk about a comic book company, and I've told you before about Image Comics, but how many comic book companies can you name?
I think I can name at least two. All
right. Why don't you guys take turns?
Okay. Tara, do you want to go first?
Sure. Actually, you can go first.
Okay, fine. Marvel, okay? I don't know if they have a specific name, but Marvel, DC?
No, I meant like you guys would switch off.
Oh, Bryce!
Because now you got the two easy ones.
Fine. Tara.
Wait, are we talking about genres or the actual store?
No, like the publishers. Comic book companies.
So, authors?
No.
So, like Marvel and DC?
Fables.
That's Vertigo.
So, Vertigo.
My turn?
Yeah.
Image.
Okay, now Gracie's taking all three of the easy ones.
I think that's all I know, so.
Tara, do you know any more?
The Walking Dead people.
That's Image. But also their imprint, Skybound, which is another company, but still mostly Image.
The Mass Effect one.
That's Dark Horse. They're printed by Dark Horse. They also print The Mask. Black Hammer.
What about Pulp and The Undiscovered Country?
Those are both Image.
Those are both Image too?
Those are both Image. Independent companies. And when you think of Marvel and DC, you just think of superheroes, right?
No.
No.
Okay, great. What else do you think of?
Villains.
Great. Tara?
I think of the adventure.
Adventure. But mainly when you're thinking of the genre of comic books that they have, it's just superhero comic books, yes?
No.
Okay, great. Okay, Tara, Gracie, why don't you tell me a comic book that's a different genre? That's published by DC or Marvel.
That's published by them?
Yes, that's what I was just saying. Were you not listening to what I'm saying?
No. But there's like the Harley Quinn one.
That's a superhero.
But no, it's villain.
But yes, it's, oh my gosh.
I think superhero, they're mainly like just like focusing on people who have powers.
Okay. Is there any other comic book in Marvel or DC that doesn't feature a superhero or someone from a superhero universe?
Yes.
What?
I thought you wanted us to say yes to the other question, so I just...
DC and Marvel are mainly just superheroes.
I mean, tell us you're frustrated.
I'm not frustrated. I just feel like you guys are answering these questions the wrong way. And I don't know why. I don't know if you're trying to be funny, if you really think that that's the answer, or if you're doing it because you think, like you just said, you want to say, you think I want you to say that.
Well, yeah, I just said that now because I think you want us to say yes to every question.
Howard, right? The Duck isn't a superhero.
Yes, he is. And so are the Guardians of the Galaxy. Anyway, what I was saying, though, is that Marvel and DC are mainly superhero comics, and we'll learn more about other independent companies like Boom Studios, Dynamite, Image, Vertigo, which is owned by DC now, but all of these different companies that all do all kinds of different stuff. But first, we're going to start with DC, which at the time was called National Comics, because we're going back to 1938 to when Tara's favorite superhero, Superman, was created.
Spider-Man is my favorite superhero, by the way.
So when Superman, Tara's favorite superhero, was created in 1938, the two creators, whose names I didn't write down, Joel Schuster and Joe and Jack something else?
I don't want your classmates to think I like trash superheroes like Superman.
I would look up their names. I'll put it in, so I'll make it look like I said it on my first. Jerry Siegel and Joel Schuster. Joe Schuster? Creators. Anyway, I could do a whole thing about just these two. Jerry Siegel, Joe Schuster, okay?
But Tara, you said that you don't want your classmate, like you said to Bryce. But isn't Spider-Man also like a trash superhero?
Okay, so in 1938, the most popular superhero that's ever been created, Superman, was made. And the two people, whose names I definitely remember, were paid $130 for it. That's it. That's how much money they made for creating Superman. And he was the first superhero. He's why superheroes are called superheroes.
Wow.
Okay. So this is just an idea of how comics are during this time. And then in 1979, the Superman movie makes millions of dollars, right? And the creators don't see any of that money. They don't get any money for that. So they sue DC Comics. Now it started as National Comics. Now it's DC Comics. And they win. They win $20,000 a year for the rest of their lives. And I think their wives also got money after they died. So that's kind of like the original sin in comic books. And that's kind of what set the standard for what you do for when you create a comic book character. If you create it, the company you create it for owns it. And they don't have to pay you for it every time they use. And that was kind of set up by Superman. And I don't want to make it sound like it was only DC that sucked here, despite the fact that DC is an older company and also, like, they were kind of more of the businessy company. Marvel also did that to Jack Kirby, co-creator of several people, you know, Captain America, the Fantastic Four, although some would say that maybe he created the Fantastic Four anyway. But he wasn't getting...
But the Human Torch and Captain America in movies are sometimes played by the same people.
Yes, that is true. And also, there's two different Human Torches.
What?
Yep. That's it. We're not talking about Marvel. Okay. Leave that mystery for another day. Anyway, he wasn't getting paid, like, you know, the millions of dollars he probably should have been. Like, he wasn't making the money Stan Lee was making. Because he stopped working for Marvel and they stopped paying him, even though they kept using his characters, so... He kind of had to keep working until he died. So both these companies were doing this, and they were really the only two comic book companies. There were other indie comics coming out, but never on a large scale. All right, so now we're going to skip ahead to 1988, okay? When this guy, Todd McFarlane, starts working at Marvel. And he's drawn Spider-Man. He's doing a lot of big stuff, and all of his Spider-Man books that he's drawing are selling, and he hated the writing of them, so he just asked to do his own book, and they just gave him his own Spider-Man book. So they relaunched Spider-Man, gave him, it was called Spider-Man number one, and they let him write it, they let him draw it, and it was the best-selling number one issue of all time, selling 2 million issues.
Isn't like Spider-Man like the most popular superhero?
Yes. And I think before I said it was Superman, but yes, in terms of the way how much money they make, Spider-Man is the most popular.
That's insane to me.
I think we can all see why.
It's not even that good.
To you.
Like, ooh, I can, you know, shoot strings out of my hands. Ooh.
Webs.
Isn't your favorite superhero do that too, but instead of strings, it's trees?
Bryce, we don't talk about that. Except it's a tree. It's a guy who was bit by a spider. At least it's a tree who can do it. A talking tree.
Yeah, we're kind of brushing over the fact that this guy kind of, like, he started writing and drawing his own book, and it was the best-selling comic book ever. Number one issue.
That means we can all do it. So, Grace, I don't need your drawing skills.
Okay.
So then another guy, Rob Liefeld, he was having trouble getting a job at Marvel Comics. He was constantly sending in drawings and stuff, and they weren't hiring him. So one day he just goes directly into the DC offices and says, hey, I want a job here. And they say, we'll think about it. And then he walks directly into the Marvel offices and he says, hey, I want a job here. And then Marvel's like, yep, you got the job. And then he started writing for X-Force, which is like a spinoff of the X-Men. And his X-Force comic beat Spider-Man by selling 5 million copies.
That's even crazier to me, Bryce.
Because it's more. Why is that crazy? Go ahead.
Because, the X-Men, if it's a spinoff of the X-Men are worse than Spider-Man.
I think the X-Men number one, like the first issue, was like the best-selling comic book of all time before these guys. I don't know that for sure, but I know X-Men number one is really, really valuable. Hmm. Not Action Comics number one valuable, not Detective Comics number 27 valuable. Maybe not even Amazing Fantasy's number 14 valuable, but it's pretty valuable. That was Superman, Spider-Man. Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man, by the way. Those comics I just said. All right, and then there was this other guy who was working at Marvel, Jim Lee. Gracie, you would know him from such books as Batman Hush. Also, I should probably say Todd McFarlane, you wouldn't know him from anything except for Spider-Man, but you haven't read Spider-Man. He created Spawn. We'll get to that later. Rob Liefeld created Deadpool. That guy is that guy. And he really has the same attitude as Deadpool, where he's really... really going. Jim Lee, just known for really drawing really, really good stuff. Batman Hush, for example, like I told you, like I just said, Gracie. But at this time, he was exclusively working for Marvel, and everyone thought he just wanted to work at Marvel. He wanted to be editor-in-chief. He wanted to take Stan Lee's job at some point. That's how much he loved working for Marvel. And he wrote X-Men number one, a relaunch of the X-Men. He didn't create the X-Men. And that sold 8.2 million copies. So these are just... just to give you an example, that is a lot. And all three of these guys are doing crazy numbers. And because of that, you know, people reading comic books aren't like associating the comic books with the companies. They're not going, oh, this X-Men is good because it's Marvel. It's X-Men is good because it's Jim Lee. Hmm. Right? So they started really liking these artists and writers, mainly artists. So much so that Liefeld, the extreme guy, was in a Levi's commercial. Is it during this point?
Wait, like the jeans?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
No, comic books were a big deal in the 90s. This is 88, though. And there's some other people who were also founders that we should probably bring up. Eric Larson, he took over Spider-Man after McFarlane started making his own stuff.
I just want to say, you said these were in 88, right?
Yes.
But you said it was big time in 90?
Yeah, we're going to get to the 90s, though.
Okay, so it's
I think the commercial was probably in the 90s.
Okay, go on, Bryce.
Okay, so Eric Larson, who took over for Spider-Man, and Mark Silvestri, and from what I was watching yesterday, Rob Liefeld called Mark Silvestri the best artist of them all in terms of clean stuff. But they all had a problem with working for Marvel, where they knew that if they created anything, they wouldn't own it. So they never really wanted to bring their own ideas, and they were just doing their own thing. Todd McFarlane got like particularly upset with following the comics code, which is something that was put onto comic books. It's kind of like a rating system that kind of for parents to reassure them that this is okay to read, right? And McFarlane just kept getting upset about that. And Liefeld, when he was writing a book...
Hold on,
he
okay. The comic code, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the thing with the werewolves?
Yes, that's why you couldn't have some stuff like werewolves. And I think very famously, what you're thinking of is I told you there was this comic book artist named Marv Wolfman.
Yeah.
And he wasn't allowed to put his name on the cover because it was Wolfman.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, it had died. It wasn't that like crazy with the rules, but. Yes, it's the same organization that was doing that. Thank you for listening to Why Are We Talking About This?
If you want to make a suggestion, please email us at whyaretalkingaboutthis@gmail.com.
You can check us out on Why We Talk About on the Twitter.
That's why the word, not the letter. All right. Bye, everybody. Nothing? You guys not going to say anything?
Oh, bye.
Bye. I messed up.
I liked that one.